Here's a thought about mat boards and margins. Since I was first involved in photography, the only method for presenting a print was pretty codified and had been established by previous generations long before me. And that method, of course, is the white mat board. But there's a lot of questions about how to do that, and so I've played around with all kinds of variations of mat board, including bevel cuts or straight cuts, including what color mat board, off-white, arctic white, etc., 4-ply, 8-ply, 2-ply, dry mounting, using photo corners, lots of ways you can think about that. But you know, one of the most fundamental decisions we have to make is, what is the margin we're going to leave around the photograph on the four sides of the photograph in the mat board? For example, you could take an 11 by 14 print and mount it in a 12 by 15 mat board and have a half an inch of mat board all the way around the photograph. But that would look pretty silly, I think. So, normally speaking, we use a lot more generous margin all the way around on the mat board. There must be some rule of thumb, but the only rule of thumb I've ever heard is you go to the next logical size up. So if you're mounting a 5x7 print, you put it in an 8x10 mat board. If you're mounting an 8x10 print, you put it in an 11x14 mat board. If you're mounting an 11x14, you put it in 16x20. And if you're mounting 16x20, you put it in 20x24. That's sort of a rough rule of thumb. And the positioning is centered left to right and slightly higher than dead center vertically. Again, that's probably pretty basic stuff that all of you know. But in addition to the logistics of how to affix the print to the mat board, how to cut the window out of the mat board, and how big a margin to put around the mat board, there's another question that I think is even more fundamental. How important is the physicality of the mat board itself? One of the reasons that we all mat our prints is that it adds some stability to the print. It's a much beefier thing, a mat board is, than the photographic paper we typically print on. And as a result of that, the beefiness and the physicality of the mat board helps protect the fragility of the print. Okay, that's a legitimate reason. But what if that's not an important consideration? Couldn't you make a claim that the framing itself provides a physicality to the print that protects it? And so maybe the mat board isn't necessary? But of course, then you'd have to leave all of your prints framed, and for storage purposes, it might be better to put them in mat boards so they fit in acid-free storage boxes that you can put in your closet or some such thing that's less cumbersome, less expensive, less difficult than keeping all of your prints framed forever. In that case, this is where it really gets weird. In that case, the mat board only provides the physicality and security of handling that print during that very short period of time that it takes to remove it from the storage box and to place it in the frame and hang it on the wall. That's not a very long period of time, and during that period of time, the print isn't at that much risk. So what are the alternatives? Does it make, I don't have the answer, by the way, I'm not proposing this, I'm asking the question, does it make any sense to print our images on larger paper and thereby create the margin that the mat board creates, not by taking our small print and putting it in a bigger mat board, but by taking our digital information, the image itself, and printing it on an oversized sheet of paper? That is to say, what if you took a 5x7 image and printed it on an 8x10 sheet of paper, and then don't mat it? Just have the paper itself be the margin around it, and when you frame that, you don't need mat board. And obviously, you would then take an 8x10 print and print it on an 11x14 piece of paper. Take an 11x14 print and print it on a 17x22-inch piece of paper, etc. So that you don't have the expense of the mat board, the bulk of the mat board, the storage volume of the mat board, the hassle of cutting the mat board, but you can still have all of your prints stored in a storage box somewhere with the appropriate margin, whatever that, you know, however many inches you want all the way around the image itself to be white. You could still have that. And then when it goes in the frame, it doesn't need the mat board because the physicality of the mat board may not be important, but the margins around the image itself are, which you've taken care of in printing. Does this eliminate the need for mat board? Or are there other reasons for mat board that I just haven't taken into account?
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.